Hi, welcome to this short video on Azure API Management. Today we're going to talk about policy expressions. This is a powerful capability that allows you to use C# expressions in the context of an API management policy. You can use it to control traffic or project a different behavior on your API without having to modify the backend. So let's begin. We're looking at the Azure Management Portal, and this is my instance of the API Management Service. I've named this as Contoso Corp. And I'm going to go to the publisher portal. I can do so by clicking on the manage button in the bottom drawer. And I've already published the calculator API. You may be familiar with this API if you've seen any of our previous demos. And this is a very simple API. At the back end, it provides a bunch of arithmetic operations such as add, subtract, multiply, and divide. As a quick refresher, let's take a look at the addition operation. This API has been published as add AB as its part. It has two parameters, A and B, which are the two integers that it's going to add. Well, basically, they are the operands for the add operation. And what we're doing here is because the backend API has a signature of API/add, and it accepts the operands as query parameters. So I'm using the rewrite URL template to make the transformation. Now let's take a look at API management policies. So I'm going to select the unlimited product. The calculator API is a part of this product. And let's take a look at the policies for the add operation. As you can see, the policies form an XML document that specifies the sequence in which these policies are going to be executed by the API management proxy. The rewrite URL template that we specified as a part of the add operation definition, that is nothing but a policy, and you can see that reflected over here. Now let's take a look at how you can use policy expressions to project an API with a different behavior than that of the backend API. And I'm going to do this by adding an operation to the calculator API to compute the perimeter of a rectangle. So I'm going to name my operation as perimeter, and I will use length and width as the two parameters for this. I will skip specifying the rewrite URL template over here in the API definition because I intend to use policy expressions later on. So I'm going to save this, and let's head on over to the policies tab. So for the perimeter operation, there are no policies currently defined. And I'm going to add a new policy into the inbound path. I'll insert the rewrite URL policy over here. And I'm going to use a policy expression to generate the new template string. Now to compute the perimeter, I will use the add API from the backend with length and width as the parameters after multiplying them by 2. And here's the syntax for the policy expression. I will paste in the expression since it's a little on the longer side. As you can see, I access the length from the API definition from the context using the match request.match parameters. I convert it into an integer and multiply it by 2 and convert it back into a string. I pass that in as the A query parameter to the add operation. I do the same with the width for the B query parameter. So let's save this, and then we'll go to the developer portal to try this out. So let's open up the developer console to verify the behavior of our new API. And for a rectangle of length 12 and width 8, we should see that the perimeter is 40. And there it is. All right. So with this example, we've seen how you can use policy expressions to modify the behavior of your backend APIs. Now, quite often in policy expressions, you need access to the request or the response parameters of an API call. You may also want information about available published APIs, operations, users, and so on. All of these are available in a policy expression through an implicitly defined variable named context. Now, one important thing to keep in mind is that the contents of the context variable can change at each stage of the API pipeline. For example, the contents of the request.url attribute in the context variable will change after a rewrite URL policy is invoked. So if you want to save the current value of a specific context attribute for future use in a policy expression, you can use the set variable policy. So let's try out an example for this. This is the policy for the add operation we saw at the start of the episode. Let's say you want to use policy expressions in the outbound path to modify the body of the response message before it's returned to the client. So let's save the request URL before it is modified by the read-write URL policy. So I'm going to edit this and I'm going to insert these lines over here. Now let's modify the response body with the information we've saved. As you will see, I'm using the find and replace policy for this purpose. I'm appending a new operation element into the results section. The contents of the operation element are the request method as well as the original requested URL. You will notice that the request method is still available in the context method. However, the URL has to be accessed from the variable value that we saved earlier. Also, since this is a multi-statement expression, we have to use curly braces for the syntax. In addition, multi-statement expressions have to return a value that can be used by the policy. Now let's save this policy and head over to the developer portal to give it a try. So let's open the interactive console for the add operation, and we're going to use this to verify the policy changes we made. And here is our response body with the operation element that we added. So as you can see, it's very easy to control traffic or modify the behavior of your backend API with policy expressions and Azure API management. Hopefully you're enjoying these series of videos and finding them helpful. If you have any suggestions for additional topics you'd like to see covered, feel free to reach out to me or to the team on Twitter at @AzureAPIMGMT or by email apimgmt@microsoft.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you.